Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism. Support comes from community partners City of Springfield Environmental Services, Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, and Citizens Memorial Hospital.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Moore. As our Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism, continues, today we get to hear a conversation between a young couple. Skylar Smith, who's white, and Christina Harvey, who's black, have been dating for some time now. They sat down in our studios a few days ago.
Skylar, do you sometimes feel judged for being in an interracial relationship, like in public or online?
I don't know if I would say judged, but definitely I've noticed the difference in how, when we're together in public, people act towards us. I guess I can use an anecdote. The first time I really noticed it, because it didn't occur to me initially that anything would be different in how we were treated, but especially around here, I remember one of the first times we were together out in public walking into a gas station and somebody saying something to you in particular that was like, you know, racially charged and like being like, I can't believe that just happened. Like,
I don't remember that.
So it was like, I think it was like our third or fourth date. And we were walking into the Come and Go right over here by campus. And there was a guy sitting in a truck right by the door. You were walking ahead of me because I think we were getting gas. And as you walked in, he leaned his head out the window and said, like, what's up, Shanae, or something along those lines.
Gross.
And I was like, just like totally taken aback by
that
someone would, have the nerve to do that.
Yeah.
You know, because it just like blew my mind in that moment.
Hmm.
But let me ask you, so you're originally from San Francisco, which is more diverse than it is here. How does it feel to move to a place like the Ozarks? Like, how did it feel initially when you got here in a more homogenous, like, culture where it's, you know, primarily white?
I noticed an immediate difference in color of people. So that was interesting. There's, like, stereotypes about the Midwest. Like, so I was ready for it, but it was really different. I didn't really get a lot of stares, really, and I was kind of expecting more of that, but I don't know. You guys are not diverse in bugs and change of weather, though.
Since you've been here, like, how do you feel like you have to, or do you feel like you have to augment your day-to-day behavior because you're black? Like, do you feel that you're like hyper aware of it or something when you're going around doing stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Normal stuff that normal
people
do.
So not so much before, but since I moved here and everything that's going on with, you know, Black Lives Matter and the media and all that stuff, I feel like every day, maybe it's paranoia, but it shouldn't be like that. Going to stores, if I don't buy anything, I'm like, oh, someone probably thinks I stole something, so I need to not act suspicious even though I'm not. Or if I'm riding my bike late at night and there's a truck with Confederate flags or something driving by or revving his engine, I'm like, if he chases me, can I go this way? Or I need to have an escape route, and I shouldn't. But it's every day. It's a big topic right now everywhere, Black Lives Matter movement. What do you think about it? And do you think it's misunderstood, you know, when people say, no, all lives matter?
I feel like the Black Lives Matter movement is really, in America, one of the most important movements. If we don't all get behind that, then none of us will ever, you know, really be able to be equal and be free.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at you because I was like, I hope that that's a...
It was really good.
What I needed to say.
Again, that was Skylar Smith and Christina Harvey, who are dating and who live in Springfield. You can hear the second half of their conversation this afternoon at 4:44 as our Sense of Community series, Conversations on Race and Racism, continues. I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by City of Springfield Environmental Services, Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, and Citizens Memorial Hospital.